You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Good morning.
You're back early.
Well, you've been working too hard, and I reckon you deserve a decent breakfast. How did you sleep?
Oh, all right, I suppose.
I've poured you a coffee.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Oh, and I recorded that film you like. You know, the one about the chocolate shop? It was on after you went to bed. We could watch it later.
Oh, actually, I've seen it about 100 times. The DVD's on the shelf somewhere.
Bren.
I'm fine.
Why don't you go and sit down? I've already bought the paper. I'll bring breakfast in and we can spend the morning relaxing.
Actually, I was thinking of going into the office.
You're joking? On a Sunday?
I need to send a couple of emails and check a few bits. If I get ahead with my paperwork, Lillian won't be able to complain about anything tomorrow.
But, well, you'll disturb her and Matt.
Oh, going up the outside stairs. Won't be the first time I've worked at the weekend.
I know that, but... Bren, I'd really like us to spend some time together.
I should go in. Once I've drunk my coffee, I'll hit the shower.
Honestly, Mum, don't go mad and spend a fortune. Look, as long as it's egg-shaped and made out of chocolate, the boys will eat it. Yeah, we're all looking forward to seeing you too. OK. Bye. Ben, get your coat on. I won't be a minute. Pip, you awake?
Sort of.
These were in the tumble dryer. You should try checking it sometimes. You might find the rest of your wardrobe.
Thank you, Mum. Oh, you look nice. Where are you going?
Ben and I are meeting Jill in the village. Seeing as it's Palm Sunday, she thought we might want to go and watch the little procession. Ben likes the donkey. And I said we'd join her for the service.
Yeah, she'll like that.
Yeah. So what are your plans for the day?
Oh, I don't know yet. Don't worry, I'll make sure I check the lambs properly.
Good. Now, before I forget, your granny just called. She's coming down on Saturday.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have lunch all together on Easter Day.
Oh, I can't.
Well, why not?
I've already said I'll have lunch at Spencer's on Sunday.
But it's Easter, Pip. Tell him you've changed your mind.
It's not that simple. Look, I'm sure I'll be back for tea.
Pip?
And I will spend time with her, but I've told Spencer's mum I'll have lunch with them. I was going to tell you. She's invited a few of his mates round as well.
His mates? This is your grandmother we're talking about.
Well, I can't be rude to them, can I?
I see.
Look, I've got an idea. We could all give each other our Easter eggs when I'm back at tea time.
Your dad and I will be giving the boys their eggs in the morning, just like we always do. Right, it's getting late.
Okay, see you later.
Ben, let's go!
Brenda!
What's the matter?
Please, don't go to work.
Oh, Tom.
Sorry if I upset you the other night. I didn't mean it. And I know it's not easy. I mean, I know I'm not easy sometimes.
Hi, you two.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Morning.
Have you seen the donkey?
Donkey?
Her name's Blinda.
It's lovely to see so many kids out.
Yeah, Ben's found a couple of boys from his class.
Getting very tall. Don't you think, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, this is what happens. You just wait and see.
Right.
Oh, we better find Jill. Nice to see you both.
Enjoy the service.
Thanks.
Bye.
Ben, come on!
Can we please go inside?
Tom, I appreciate what you said. I really do, but I'm going to the office.
When will you be back?
I don't know. Sometime after lunch, probably.
So we're not even having lunch together?
I thought I might pop in and see Bethany and Vicky.
Right. Great.
Lord, open our ears to hear your voice. O Lord, open our hearts to receive your love. Amen.
Amen.
On that clear, bright morning, Jesus gathered his disciples together. He told them, "Today we will enter Jerusalem." As he led them towards the city gates, an amazing thing happened. The crowd around Jesus grew. Hundreds of people poured out of the city to greet him. They cheered joyfully. They called him the Son of David and welcomed Jesus.
I think she's dropping off.
Well, she's had a mid-morning snack, hasn't she?
Is she waking up a lot at night?
Every few hours.
Oh, Vicky, you must be shattered.
Oh, I'm all right. I mean, I am tired, but there are those moments when she wakes up in the early hours and it's like there's no one else in the world, only me and her. And I look into her eyes and she looks straight back at me and I just melt. Mike's even worse than I am. He just watches her and watches her. I've told him we should get rid of the telly.
It's amazing to see him with her. She's given him a new lease of life.
Hasn't she just? Right, young lady. You have a little rest in your basket, eh? There you go, sweetheart. Do you fancy another cuppa?
Oh, no, thanks.
Or a biscuit?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, I'm on a packet of these a day, me. You don't know, I feel ravenous when you're breastfeeding. I reckon you need the fat and sugar, you know, to make the milk. I'm in heaven.
Babies look so peaceful, don't they? Not a care in the world.
Well, might as well enjoy it while they can.
Suppose we were all like that once.
Oh, about a million years ago. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You look a bit pale. You sure you're all right?
Oh, I don't know.
Brenda, what's up?
To tell you the truth, I don't know how I'm feeling. Things are full on at Am's side. Lillian's been a nightmare. I mean, we've never been close, but we've been able to be civil at least. Recently, though, it's like she's constantly on edge and whatever's wrong, she seems to be taking out on me.
Sounds pretty hard going.
No, I've had easier weeks.
I always find when I'm stressed at work, I get stressed at home.
Oh, tell me about it. I come home and I want to relax and forget about work for a few hours, but Tom is completely obsessed with his business. Actually, that's not fair. He was being lovely today. He was trying to be different. But
what?
He's so focused. And that's a good thing, I know. And we do have nice times together, but it always seems like so much of an effort. It's as if even the fun we have has to be set up with a PowerPoint presentation or a spreadsheet.
Oh, Brenda.
Even when we're supposed to be chilling out, he's thinking about the next move at work. I'm happy for him, I really am, and I want him to succeed, but I don't know.
Well, you've got ambitions too, haven't you?
Of course.
It sounds like you need to think about what you want, you know, with your career.
Yeah. I can't bear the thought of spending the next few years at Amside, not if things carry on as they are.
So, what's next?
I honestly have no idea.
It was a lovely service, Alan.
Oh, I'm glad you were able to make it. Well, how did the bell sound then?
Beautiful.
I mean, look at the expression on Elizabeth's face.
My goodness, is that Lily ringing?
Certainly is. Her first quarter peal.
Oh, no wonder Elizabeth looked so proud.
Yeah.
Oh, bell ringing, eh? Only seems like yesterday that Lily was crawling around my kitchen floor.
Passes too quickly, doesn't it?
Oh, you're not wrong there.
You know, Amy's moved out.
No, When did that happen?
A couple of weeks ago. Oh, it's working well for her. She couldn't sleep during the day at the vicarage without being disturbed.
Is she sharing a flat?
Yeah, with another midwife. Nina, lovely girl.
Oh, you must miss her.
Well, of course, but, you know, we get together for dinner every week and it's wonderful to see her in her own space. She's really coming into her own.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
How's your brood?
Oh, the same as ever. Growing up too fast. I have to say, Pip's quite a challenge at the moment.
Oh?
She's become so selfish. And she's developed this lax attitude to, well, everything. It's so frustrating, Alan. She's such a great girl, and I'm so proud of her. But at the moment, I feel like screaming at her.
Well, young people go through these phases.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll find her way through. Just be there for her and keep communicating with her. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Well, the trick is, as I'm sure you know, to be firm but gentle.
I know. But it's not that easy.
You like that, don't you? Yes, you do.
Oh, that feels better.
Oh, your hair looks lovely.
I haven't washed it for days.
Who'd have thought such simple things would become so hard to do?
Well, thanks for sitting with her, Brenda. It was lovely to have half an hour to myself.
When will she start sleeping through the night?
Next couple of months, hopefully. But who knows?
Oh, sounds like a long time to go without a good night's sleep.
Oh, we're managing.
I can always come round a bit more if you like.
Oh, you're doing so much for us already.
I'll come over one evening this week.
Well, if you're sure. Thursday would be nice. Michael will be home late because Rosa can't do the bottling that afternoon. And you could help me do Bethany's bath.
Oh, I'll do her bath. You're going to get some rest.
No, there's an offer I can't refuse.
Oh, no, it's not the time. I'd better get back to Tom.
Oh, well, it's been good to see you, innit? Look, I'm always here if you need a chat.
I appreciate it.
Remember, every relationship has its rocky moments. And you and Tom will get through this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Besides, who knows what the future holds? Hey, maybe. You could get involved in his business, build a family empire. I mean, you're both so talented and such hard workers. I think you'd make a great team. Perhaps that's the way forward for you both.
Perhaps. We'll have to see.
No way.
What is it?
This one's from a couple whose mare I took care of after she had chronic laminitis.
Oh.
It's one of my first jobs after I took over the business. Mm. I only met them once. That was a couple of years ago.
Oh, show me. Wishing you a speedy recovery. Best wishes, Mr. and Mrs. Forrester.
Oh, how thoughtful.
They live on the other side of Borsetshire. I'm amazed they even remember me.
Well, why wouldn't they? I mean, you are amazing. Here, I've made you a hot chocolate.
Oh, thanks. It does feel a bit strange.
Well, it has only been one night.
I keep expecting the nurse to come round.
Well, forget all that. I'm looking after you now. And for your information, the fridge is full of treats and I bought you some new cricket DVDs.
Mm, let's have a look.
Okay, you've got test matches from the 70s, World Cup highlights from the 80s, the 100 best bowlers of all time... And the world's favourite batsman. Oh, and this is the one we saw in the cinema about the West Indies.
Oh, fantastic. Mm. Thanks.
Oh, it's good to see you smiling again.
So, how many more cards left to open?
I'd say about 30.
I'll do the rest later.
Oh, here, let me move them out of your way. Hey, this must be what it's like for celebrities when they get fan mail.
You tired?
Not really.
I'm sure I woke you up a couple of times.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's because when I turn in my sleep, I get these pains in my sides.
Hey, I understand.
I need to be on my back. Sorry if I disturbed you.
Chris, it's not as if I have to go to work this week. All that matters to me right now is that you rest and get well.
Okay.
So, what would you like for lunch?
Alice, it's not even noon yet.
No, I know. I want to do things properly. Be prepared.
I'm not hungry. I was thinking I might give Ronnie a call.
Why?
To see how things are, what works
coming
in.
Yeah, you can speak to him this afternoon. And if you're in any doubt about what people think, open the rest of your cards.
Point taken.
Hmm. Right. The world's favourite batsman. Oh, by the way, Emma said she might pop over later with Kira.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I'm going to make you a sandwich. How does a BLT sound?
Alice.
You sit back and relax.
Tom,
What are you doing all scrubbed up?
Oh, thanks for the warm welcome. I thought I'd come and see how you were getting on.
It's going pretty well. No matter how often you've done it, it's still exciting when a batch of Borsetshire Blue gets to this stage.
Oh, it looks good.
Yeah, I'm quite pleased. Should be ready in a week or so.
Have you thought any more about what I said last week?
Of course I have.
Right.
You know I have an open mind, but I still need some time. Outsourcing our milk is a big move.
Yep, fair enough.
And you ought to think seriously about the emotional impact on Mum and Dad. I understand your point about the business, I really do, but this runs deeper.
There's so much stuff going round in my head, so many ideas. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I just don't express myself very well.
Why don't you park it in your brain for a while? You've outlined your idea. Give us all a chance to mull it over and you try and forget about work for a bit.
Easier said than done.
Oh, come on. There's got to be more to life than business. Why don't you take Brenda out? Do something wild.
Oh, you're a fine one to talk. When was the last time you painted the town red?
Well, actually, I'm going out tonight.
Oh, where to?
I'm meeting Emma for a few drinks in the Bull. Call it a bid to improve my work-life balance. Hmm.
You and Emma Grundy on the razzle, eh?
Not quite the phrase I'd use.
Right, well, I'm off out now.
So I see.
Have you sorted the repairs for the Borchester Road conversion?
The boiler was fixed last Friday and the skirting board's being replaced.
Uh-huh. And what about the invoices for the new load of materials?
I paid them when I came in on Sunday.
Have you been struck by a bout of efficiency, Brenda?
I'm just doing my job, Lillian.
What on earth have I done with my car keys?
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
I just wanted to see how you are.
I'm fine. Look, I'm a bit busy at the moment.
I was thinking it might be nice for us to go out and do something fun this week.
Okay.
I'll surprise you. How does that sound?
Yeah, that'd be good. I better go. See you tonight.
Okay, bye.
I can't find my blessed car keys.
I haven't seen them.
Well, can you at least help me look? I had them in my hand 5 minutes ago. Oh.
Here you go. You put them on the filing cabinet.
Thank you, Brenda. Right, well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Where are you going?
Pardon?
I just wondered where you'll be in case anyone asks. Like Matt.
I've got business to attend to. Matt knows he can reach me any time. And I'm always available on my mobile if it's urgent.
Why then? Ugh. Finally, some peace and quiet.
Kira, careful with that remote control.
Oh, leave her. I miss watching her play.
Oh, I'm glad you're back where you belong.
Would you like some more tea, Emma?
Oh, I've still got half a cup, thanks.
I'll start the washing up then.
Alice has been amazing, hasn't she?
Yeah.
You know, she's even organised a rota for next week when she goes part-time at work.
A rota?
Yeah. To make sure me or Mum or Dad will be around when she's not here.
I don't need babysitting.
We won't be moving in. One of us will just pop in now and again to check you're OK. Oh, I nearly forgot. Kira made you another card. That pink splodge started off as a princess and then turned into a pig.
Aww. Thank you, Kira.
And George drew you this picture.
That is brilliant.
It's supposed to be you at the forge.
Didn't realise he was so artistic. He even looks a bit like me. Oh, I can't wait to get back to work.
After what you've been through, you should be concentrating on getting your strength up. Let Alice spoil you.
I am.
Have your mates been round?
Will's dropping by at the end of the week and Roy said he'd come round tomorrow.
That'll be nice.
Hey, I've told your husband, Alice, he needs to stop worrying about work and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely right. Hmm.
It's moments like this you realise that the home and family are the most important things in life. Isn't that right, Alice?
Yeah.
Oh, time for someone's nap, I think. Come on, Kira. Let's find your shoes.
I haven't even asked how you are.
Oh, same as ever, you know. Oh, guess what? I'm going out later.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Helen's treating me to a few drinks down the pub.
I can't wait. Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been shopping again?
You've noticed.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Well, there was no full-length mirror in here, so...
Yes, well, I can't think why I didn't notice this before.
Mind on other things, eh?
I do love this flat. It's like an oasis for me at the minute.
For me too.
Do you know, I could lie here forever. Oh, who's that? Hello?
Hi, Lillian.
Brenda, what is it?
Do you know where the plans are for the end of Terrace on Shrewsbury Road?
What?
I can't find them.
Surely this can wait until tomorrow.
The architect wants me to bite them over.
Look, you should be up to speed with the development and at the very least know where the plans are filed.
Yeah, thing is, Lillian, you had them last, remember? You had that meeting with the project manager last week.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do remember. Look, hold on. Oh, yeah. Look, I've got them here. You'll have to bite them over in the morning.
The architect won't be pleased.
Just tell him, will you? I'll see you first thing.
Thanks, bye.
Oh. Why does real life always have to intrude?
It doesn't.
Always some phone call or text.
Forget it. This moment is what matters, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm practically dying of thirst here.
Oh, I'm really sorry. There was a queue and I'm...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm only kidding. You okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Helen?
The weirdest things just happened. Each time I've gone to buy a round, I've had a chat with this guy at the bar.
Oh, yeah, I noticed.
His name's Jonathan and he's lovely. Very friendly.
And?
Well, he just left and before he went, he gave me his number. He even suggested we get together next week.
That's fantastic. He's fit.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. But it's been a long time since anything like this has happened to me.
You'll have to call him.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Helen, he's gorgeous. And like you said, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but...
But what? You're going on a date. How exciting is that?
You're more keen than I am.
Oh, my days of being young, free and single are long gone. At least I can be happy for my friend.
Well, things have been a bit stressful at the farm and it'd be nice to do something different. Maybe I will call him.
Tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
Is everything all right at the farm, I mean?
Yeah, Tom's just being Tom.
Brothers, eh? He's getting into some scrape or another.
You're not kidding.
I'm glad we came out tonight.
Yeah, me too. Mothers deserve nights out, just like everyone else.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm making up a bed. Thought I'd sleep down here.
Why?
Well, you might get more sleep if I'm out of your way.
Oh, Alice.
You need to be comfortable.
The bed's too big for me on my own.
I know, but it's only for a little while.
I reckon we could both do with some proper rest. Okay then, but not for long.
Well, we've got the rest of the week together anyway, and I'll only be going in 3 days next week.
Yeah. Your work have been really understanding, haven't they? I mean, about the accident.
Yeah, they have.
We've been lucky. From that point of view, I mean.
Yeah.
Emma's right, I reckon. There's a case for being grateful for what you've got.
Chris.
I'm going to bed.
Oh, at least let me help you get settled.
No, it's fine. I'll manage.
Freddy, try not to bump into anyone.
Don't forget we're meeting in an hour. At least they're keen.
Well, I can't believe the transformation in Freddy. I'd never have imagined he'd be so enthusiastic about doing a maths trail. You've worked wonders, Iftikhar.
Oh, thank you, but they're helping me as much as I'm helping them.
I didn't realise the museum would attract so many visitors at this time of day.
And late afternoon's a pretty good time, eh? You miss the weekend rush and the school trips.
You know, I haven't been here for years. Such a beautiful building.
I know.
So what are the children actually doing?
Well, I'm working on trails for different levels of ability. Freddie has to find out how a slide rule works and count all the mechanical calculators. And Lily has to locate the Klein bottles and explore how to make a four-dimensional object.
Sounds like you've done your homework.
I like to be prepared.
You haven't done a trail for me, have you?
No, but I'm sure I could work on one.
No, thanks. These next couple of hours are my time off.
Mine too. Hey, how'd you fancy the astronaut's room? There are some fascinating exhibits of rockets and spacesuits.
A boy's toys, you mean?
Oh, was I that transparent?
Could we at least have a coffee first?
Sure, we can go to the prison.
As in jail?
No, it's the name of the cafe. The prism. Come here, this way.
Didn't hear you coming.
I could say the same about you last night.
Oh, drop it, will you?
What time did you get home?
I can't remember.
What do you remember then?
What?
About last night.
Oh, man, I can't be dealing with this.
Daryl!
Have you seen my jacket?
You're not going out again.
Well, I might as well if you won't stop moaning. Where is it?
Here, with the rest of your mess.
Right, I'll see you.
Wait, you dropped something. What? Where did you get this?
It was a bonus from Brian.
There is nearly £100 here.
Yeah, well, I've done a good job, innit? Brian said so.
Stop lying to me.
I'm not.
I'm sick of your lying.
What are you complaining for? You want a new fridge freezer, don't you?
Not like this.
That money will help pay for it.
Tell me, where do you go every night?
Stop it, right? I'm just doing exactly what you wanted. I'm networking, trying to find work.
I'm frightened.
Ilona!
What is happening to you?
Nothing. I'm exactly the same person I've always been.
What is really going on? Please, talk to me.
I see. Okay. I really appreciate it, Ronnie. Thanks. Bye.
Everything all right?
Seems to be running like clockwork.
Oh, well, Ronnie knows what he's doing. I mean, he did run the business for a fair few years.
Yeah, but I've put so much of myself into it, I need to stay on top of things.
I know how much the business means to you, Chris. But you have to trust that the people around you want what's best for it and for you. And that includes Ronnie.
I know you're right, Dad.
Oh, when am I ever wrong?
I'll go.
Most likely Roy.
Hello, young man.
Oh, right, Neil. And how's the patient?
All the better for seeing you, mate.
Alice said she'll be back from the supermarket in an hour or so.
Your mum will pop in at some point tomorrow.
Right.
By the way, Roy, I got a call from this fellow at the Duck and Drake. Yeah. They're setting up a darts tournament, and he wanted to know if the bull might be up for a match in a couple of weeks.
Well, count me in.
Me too.
You're not playing anything until those pains in your chest are gone.
It's only darts.
The doctor said you need at least a month of proper rest.
Yeah, Neil's right. I mean, you can always come and watch.
You rest up, son.
Take care, Roy.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Stick the kettle on if you like.
What? Do you fancy a cuppa?
I'm telling you, mate, if I never see another cup of tea again, it'll be too soon.
Well, that's what I thought, which is why I brought you this.
What is it?
Well, open it up and you'll find out.
I haven't seen one of these for ages.
Yeah, I thought we could do a bit better than tea.
Heaven in a bottle.
Oh, you are allowed a beer, aren't you?
You bet.
Well, let's crack them open then, shall we?
Historians now think that the Mayan people were producing rubber products about 3,000 years before Goodyear received his patent in 1843. Gosh.
How did they do that?
Oh, hang on, let me see. Apparently they discovered the process accidentally during a religious ritual in which they combined the rubber tree and the morning glory plant.
I suppose that's how stuff happens sometimes, isn't it? By accident.
Yes.
Shall we sit down for a bit?
The imagery in the archaeological drawings is stunning.
I'm glad it's not just Freddie and Lily who are getting something out of being here.
They positively wolfed down their sandwiches. And your trails are a real hit. Those two have turned into Holmes and Watson. How long before we meet them in the cinema?
Half an hour. So, what would you like to do next?
Nothing in particular. I'm quite happy mooching around. I've got a busy week ahead.
Oh, yes, the famous Lowell Loxley Easter Fair.
You know about that.
I take an interest in such things.
No.
Yes.
So you must be aware of A Day in the Life, featuring Uncle Rupert and Mrs. Hoskins, the cook.
Ah, yeah. Freddie mentioned this. It's like an audio tour?
Exactly. Bert showed me the kitchen utensils he's using in the display the other day. Funnily enough, there's a pudding bowl and a whisk that belong to my gran, Doris Archer.
My gran had a special implement from back home called a dart.
And what's that?
It's like a scythe that stands up about this high, and you put your foot at the bottom to keep it steady. She used it to cut mustard greens.
We're all made up of different memories, aren't we?
Well, yeah. But I'm more concerned with what the future holds.
The actors, they sound great as Uncle Rupert and Mrs. Hoskins.
I think you should be Mrs. Hoskins.
Me?
Yeah, you can cook, can't you?
Yes, but...
Be a strong selling point.
What's she talking about?
I mean, in a kind of upstairs goes downstairs kind of way.
You are silly.
Fancy another one?
Go on.
There you are.
Cheers.
Oh, cricket fixtures are out.
Who have we got first match?
Little Cropsley at home.
I expect I'll miss the whole season.
Well, you can still come down and support the team.
Of course.
And you'll bounce back. So, how are things with you and Alice?
All right.
Well, just all right.
She got the job in Vancouver.
Wow.
She told me last week.
So, what are you going to do?
We haven't talked about it.
Why not?
I don't know. It feels sort of awkward.
You're facing a pretty big decision. Don't you want to discuss it?
Yeah, but the fact is, I want Alice to come and tell me she said no to them.
I see.
Everything that's important to me is in Ambridge. How can she even think about taking all that away?
Well, suppose Alice doesn't see it that way. I mean, this could be an important career move for her. She must have had her reasons for applying for the job in the first place.
I don't know.
Well, like it or not, you and Alice are going to have to talk. And if she doesn't bring the subject up, you're going to have to do it yourself.
What are they buying?
Oh, I don't know. They always take ages.
Hey, I really appreciate you coming to look at the boys' toys with me.
It was more fun than I expected.
Ah, told you.
Sitting in the rocket launcher was a first. I've had so much fun.
Good. I've enjoyed it too. And I think the trails are going to work.
Good.
In fact, Freddy's done so well that he won't need a lesson until after the holidays.
Oh, well, he'll be pleased to hear that.
Yeah, I think the children are on their way back.
I know you don't need to see Freddie next week, but would you like to come over to Lower Loxley anyway for a spot of dinner? Nothing fancy.
I'd like nothing more.
How's next Thursday? About 7?
Perfect.
Freddie, what have you got there?
Ah, evening, Ilona. Sorry to bother you, but is Darryl in?
No, he's not.
Oh. Well, I wonder if you could give him a message for me. There's a darts match coming up at the Bull, and the team's a player short, and I remember Darryl mentioned that... Are you all right?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Neil. You'd better come inside.
What on earth's the matter?
I'm so worried.
Well, Take a breath. Calm yourself down.
Everything is a mess. It's Daryl.
What's happened?
I think he's doing something illegal.
Daryl? What makes you say that?
He's been coming in at all hours. He won't tell me where he's been. And today I found cash in his pocket from I don't know where.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's a criminal. He might have done an extra job for a few quid or...
No. It's not that. It's more than that. This is what life used to be like in the old days. The bad old days.
Aye?
He's done it before.
Done what?
Daryl was in prison a few years ago for receiving stolen goods.
Oh, I see.
Please don't say anything. He doesn't want anyone to know. He's so ashamed.
You're right. I understand.
He's just so easily influenced. And I'm worried he's got back in with the same crowd. They're dangerous and they don't care who they hurt.
Neil, what are you doing here?
Well, I popped round on my way home to see you about a darts match. But look, we can discuss it another time. I think you need to speak to your wife.
Lona?
Yeah, I'll see you later. You take care now.
Yeah. What have you said to Neil, Lona? Just what exactly have you told him?
Yeah.
There's a phone call for you.
Oh, well, can you tell whoever it is to ring back?
It's Andrew Hartman, head of agriculture at the university.
What?
I think you better take it.
Yeah, okay.
Here you go. I'll leave you to it.
Hello, it's Pip here. Yeah. Oh. Right, yeah, I see. No, I had no idea.
It's very early for the university to be calling.
It can only mean one thing.
Which is?
Well, I reckon she's failed something.
Oh, don't say that.
Why else would the head of agriculture be calling during the holidays?
Oh, I hope you're wrong.
Is the coffee ready?
Oh, there you go.
Thanks.
Here she comes.
Yep.
Doesn't look good, does it?
She could at least tell us where she's going.
Well, whatever's happened, we need to sort things out before Mum arrives on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We can all do without a stressful Easter.
I'll speak to her.
No, it's okay. Let me do it.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, I'm in shock. I certainly wasn't expecting a first, but I was sure I'd done enough to pass.
What now?
Well, the head of ag wants to see me as soon as uni starts. He says I can retake both modules next term.
Well, that's something, isn't it?
Why is this happening to me, Spencer?
Well, you could turn this around.
I'm not sure.
Of course you can. You just have to put the work in.
I suppose I might have let things slip a bit last term.
Oh, you can't do anything about that now. Have you told your mum and dad?
Oh, not yet. I'm putting that off for as long as possible. Oh, you know what they're like. I mean, having them on my back the whole time hasn't helped.
Well, that's what parents do, isn't it? Look, do you want to come over?
I'm on my way now.
Well, I'm here for you.
Thank you, Spencer. I can't stay too long, though. I've promised them I'll be back to check the lambs.
There you go. you enjoying that? So you should.
How's it going, Neil?
Oh, they can't get enough.
Oh, I really appreciate you giving me a hand this morning.
Well, if I'm around, I'm happy to help.
Now, I've been meaning to ask, how are Ed and Emma getting on?
Oh, they're doing okay, I think. Ed's working hard.
Oh, great. Well, do give them my best.
Yes, I will.
You know, Ruth and I miss having them around. We've had no luck in letting Rickyard.
Ooh, that surprises me.
There was one chap who came to look on Monday, but he's turned it down.
Ah, so what will you do?
Well, if we don't rent it out soon, we'll have to try holiday lets, I suppose. Ruth's not keen, but we need to make it pay.
Hi, it's Pip. I can't take your call right now, but please leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
Hi, Pip. It's only me. I just wanted to say, whatever's happened at uni, I'm sure we can sort it out. I'm not sure where you are, but please come and find me when you're back. And don't worry, everything's going to be fine.
Right, all present and correct.
Pip?
Oh, no.
How's it going?
Fine.
Have you spoken to your mum yet?
I was going to go and find her in a bit.
I see. So?
Yeah?
What was this morning's phone call about?
Look, can we talk about it later, please?
I'm only asking.
Well, it's not good news.
How bad?
Promise me you won't go mad.
Just tell me.
I've failed two of my modules.
Two?
But I can retake them next term.
But if you fail again, you'll have to retake the whole year. I am familiar with the drill.
Yes, but I won't fail.
You just have.
I mean, I'll pass next time.
Oh, I can't believe this.
One of few of my assignments were incomplete.
What?
I didn't mean not to pass.
Which modules?
Farm assurance and quality.
Quality's been one of your strengths. How'd you manage to mess that one up?
I only missed the pass mark by 2%.
Pip, a student of your calibre shouldn't be anywhere near the pass mark. You ought to be competing at the very top end. What else?
Crop management systems.
Oh, no. I don't understand. This is all stuff that you're passionate about, that you've got first-hand knowledge of.
I'll get back on track. I mean, I've had a lot on recently.
Like what? All you have to do is your university work and a few tasks on the farm.
And the milking for Tom.
Which he pays you for.
Dad, I really don't need this right now.
Oh. I think you've changed, Pip.
I haven't.
Well, in my opinion, you have. Since you went on that skiing holiday, things haven't been the same. You've never been one to be so unreliable.
So you've never made a mistake?
The point is, I expect you to be doing better than this. To be aiming higher. I mean, you work on a farm, for goodness sake.
Yeah, and that's the problem. If I didn't have so much to do here on Brookfield, I'd be able to concentrate on my uni work, and I probably would have passed.
Oh, right, so it's our fault, is it?
Yeah, partly, perhaps.
And what farm work were you doing exactly when you and her two lambs died?
That is not fair.
Isn't it? Pip. Pip, look. Come back.
Leave me alone.
Thanks, Jolene.
All right, Neil.
All right, Darryl.
How's it going?
Oh, good, thanks. I've been giving David a hand at Brookfield this morning, so I thought I'd have a swift half.
What can I get you?
I've just got one in, thanks.
Oh, you mentioned something about darts when you came round last night.
Oh, yes. The bull team's got a match against the Duck and Drake in about a fortnight. We're a player short. I was wondering if you might be able to step in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, I'd be happy to. Thanks for thinking of me.
Oh, all sorted then. I'll let you know the finer details nearer the time.
No problem, mate. Look, I actually wanted to say sorry about last night.
There's no need.
Ilona can get a bit emotional sometimes.
You don't have to explain.
Let me buy you a drink, yeah?
You okay? Not really.
Your dad told me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum. I've let everyone down.
Oh, come here.
And I'm sorry about losing the lambs and the ewe. I mean, I feel terrible about that.
I know you do.
Oh, Dad's so disappointed in me.
He was shocked, mainly.
I'm going to have to retake everything.
Yeah. You're going to have to knuckle down now, put some proper work in.
I know.
Having to retake the year would be really tough. Treat this as a wake-up call. A serious one.
Yeah, I am.
Good.
Today has been horrible. I mean, I don't want to be in this situation again.
No, of course not.
Dad has been so unfair, though. I mean, I do pull my weight on the farm most of the time, and I find it really hard to keep on top of all my uni work.
Maybe fewer nights out and more nights in doing some coursework might help.
He said I've changed.
I'll talk to your dad. Try and learn from this, Pip. Like you said, you don't want to be in this position again.
Yeah.
Promise me you'll try harder next term.
Yeah. Thank you, Mum.
That's all right. It's what I'm here for.
See, what Ilona doesn't understand is that in my line of work, you get jobs by meeting up with your mates, see? And if people don't see your face around, they assume you're working.
Mm. Have you had any luck getting work, I mean?
I'm doing my best, Neil. All I want is to provide for my family.
Yeah, of course you do.
Look, I'm not sure what Ilona said to you, but if she brought up something about my past...
Daryl, look, it's really none of my business. And I'm not the type of man to judge anyone.
OK, but look, those days, whatever Ilona said to you, they're behind me, right? I want to be a good dad to my girls. I want them to respect me.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Look, all I would say is that Ilona's worried about you, and the more you talk to her, the better.
Why can't she just be grateful now I'm bringing in some cash?
I realise things aren't easy. Money troubles always cause problems, but... Look, if there's anything I can do to help, you've only got to ask.
Cheers, Neil. But we are managing now. Everything's going to be fine.
I thought I'd make a start on the food.
Thanks.
Looks like we're stocked up for the weekend.
Yeah, I bought all their Easter eggs as well.
Oh.
Any sign of Pip?
Ensconced in her bedroom, I believe.
I had a good chat with her.
And?
She's upset. I don't think it helped you putting her under pressure.
Well, I didn't mean to. She's got to realise that she needs to look at her attitude.
This has really knocked her, David. I'm sure we'll see a change in her once term begins.
Well, let's hope so.
We should at least give her a chance.
She wants to get away from that skiing crowd. Far too rah-rah for my liking.
Hi, Pip.
Hello.
I'm just going to put some of these toiletries upstairs.
OK. I'm doing my famous ragu sauce. You staying to eat?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Your mum said you'd had a chat. Said you were turning over a new leaf.
Whatever that means.
Well, in the first place, how about we try and have a good Easter, eh? I think it's time we all made a fresh start.
Yeah, sure.
Lillian has been unbearable.
Even more than usual.
She was supposed to bring in a load of plans for a development this morning. And of course she's mislaid them. I was so hacked off. I mean, she's always been annoying, but she's never been incompetent.
No need to ask about your day then.
I've just about had enough.
Well, put it behind you, because your evening starts here.
What are you talking about?
You're not going to believe what I've done.
Oh, not now, Tom.
Listen to me. I've just the thing to take your mind off Auntie Lillian and Ampside. Did you know Cassandra Lopez is on at the concert hall in Felpisham tonight?
Yeah, but tickets sold out ages ago.
Mm-hmm, and I managed to get hold of two returns about an hour ago. Look!
Oh, Tom!
Well, I thought you'd like to go.
That's really sweet of you.
Cost me an arm and a leg, but you're worth it. Anyway, we'd better start getting ready. We can eat there.
I do want to see her, but I'm going to have to join you in a while.
Why?
I'm supposed to be going round to Vicky's to give her a hand with Bethany.
You can go and see them any night of the week.
Yeah, but I promised I'd go this evening. Dad's got to work late, so Vicky's on her own. She's been struggling with these sleepless nights. Look, I'll only stay for an hour or so.
An hour?
Well, then at least Vicky can have a nap. I'll come along straight after. I'll probably miss the support app, but I should be there for Cassandra.
I've gone to a lot of trouble to get these tickets.
I know, and I do appreciate it. I'll just freshen up quickly and then head to Willow Cottage. I won't be long.
All right.
One pint of lager and a packet of peanuts, as requested.
Oh, thank you, Alistair. This is an end-of-term treat. Cheers.
Cheers. So, how was the last day?
Well, I've got 16 Easter eggs in my boot. Seriously, though, I'm pretty tired. It'll be good to have a break.
And I, for one, am glad the clocks are going forward. Oh, I've got the fixture list here somewhere.
Let's see. Right. Paxley away shouldn't be too much of a problem. Oh, and I fancy our chances against Farndale.
Yeah, shame about Chris. Might be out for the whole season.
Yeah, I heard. Do you think he might still be interested in helping out with the youngsters?
I'm sure he'd be up for giving you a hand. He's a good lad. Yeah, his accident hit Shula hard.
The way I heard it, she was the one who got him the help he needed.
Oh, yeah, but that's Shula for you. Well, anyway, it's a relief to everyone that he's home finally.
Yeah, of course.
Given that you're so enthusiastic about the training, any chance I could tempt you away from your team this season?
Possibly.
Oh, go on. Come and join Ambridge.
Well, I have to say, I'm starting to feel a real affinity with the village. But we'll see.
Great. Well, while you're mulling it over, how do you fancy helping me clear out the pavilion sometime next week? I need to do an inventory of the kit. We could have a longer chat about schedules for Nets.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Hi.
Oh, Brenda, thank goodness. I've called Mike. He's on his way.
What's wrong?
Bethany, I don't think she's very well. You come in.
What do you mean?
Look at her. Oh, come on, darling. Oh, she's been coughing and coughing. I don't know what to do. I've been beside myself with worry.
How long has it been going on?
About half an hour. I mean, she had her feed as normal a couple of hours ago.
Well, that's a good sign.
And she's had her nap and she began crying when I changed her nappy, and since then she won't settle. Oh, I'm so worried.
Here, let me take her.
Yeah. She doesn't look herself, does she?
She's a bit pink and a bit wheezy. Maybe we should see the emergency doctor?
I know, but I don't want to take her outside. If it's a chest infection or something like that, the cold will make it worse.
How is she?
The same as when I rang you. Oh, listen to that cough.
Right, pass her over, will you, Brenda?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, love. Oh, hello, darling. Vicky, have you took a temperature?
No, I haven't.
Go fetch the thermometer, please.
Right.
Okay, right. Brenda, I wanted to try something.
What's that, Dad?
Go to the bathroom and run the shower hot. Uh-huh. Close the door so the bathroom fills with steam.
Sure.
Right. Young Bethany, eh? You're going to be fine, aren't you?
So, how about we meet next Thursday at the pavilion to do the cricket inventory?
Yeah. No, I can't do Thursday. I'm actually going over to Lower Loxley.
I thought that was Wednesdays.
Freddie doesn't have a lesson next week. Elizabeth's invited me over for a social visit.
Oh, I see. You've been spending a fair bit of time there, haven't you?
Well, I enjoy tutoring Freddie. And yes, I do get on with all of them, yeah.
Meaning Elizabeth?
Yes, I suppose. We all went to the Science Museum in Felpersham on Tuesday. It was nice. It was really nice.
And you haven't stopped thinking about her since?
I didn't say that.
Ah, so. Do you think you two could become more than friends?
Is this an interrogation?
Oh, no, just a friendly inquiry. Well?
Perhaps. Let's wait and see.
Shall I turn the water off?
Yeah, can do.
How does she look?
A bit better, I think. What do you reckon?
Well, the steam appears to have cleared her airways.
Oh, she's definitely calmer.
Yeah.
I'll take her down the living room.
Good idea. I'll join you in a minute.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, Tom.
Where are you?
Still at Willow Cottage.
Oh, get a move on, then. The atmosphere's electric round the stage. The support's just finished, so she'll be on soon.
Hang on, I'll just move out of this.
What?
It's steamy in the bathroom.
Oh, what's going on?
Listen, I can't come.
Why?
Bethany, she hasn't been well.
Oh no. Have you called the doctor?
I don't think we need to. She was coughing really badly, but she seems fine now.
If she's all right, then you can leave her, surely.
Oh, no. Sorry.
I don't understand.
It's been a shock for them, especially Vicky. I need to be here to support her and Dad.
But if she's better, then there's nothing more you can do.
I'd like to stay.
This is ridiculous. They'll be all right. You should be here with me.
Tom, I'm not coming.
Brenda!
I'm not in the mood, okay? I'll see you at home later.
Hey, hold still, little one. A few more seconds to wait.
Got it.
Well?
It's 36.5.
Perfect.
Oh, come here, darling. You gave us a proper fright there, madam.
How is she?
Temperature's normal.
Yeah. Oh, she's acting like herself again.
Well done, Dad. The steamy bathroom was a stroke of genius. Mike, you were amazing.
So calm and collected.
Oh, just good old-fashioned common sense. I have done this parenting lark before, you know.
Oh, and look how well she turned out.
Oh, hey.
Oh, I think Bethany wants another feed. Come here, you.
I'll put the kettle on, shall I?
Oh, magic, love.
And I could get dinner going if you like.
Oh, that'd be lovely. There's some chicken and veg in the fridge.
I'll rustle something up.
You sure you don't mind?
Oh, of course not.
Oh.
She's okay, isn't she, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye on her overnight, but maybe take her to the GP in the morning, just to be safe, eh?
Can you pass the pepper, please, Shula?
There you go.
This lamb's beautiful. Falling off the bone.
It's from Brookfield, so that's down to David.
Well, I'm having thirds.
I phoned Chris earlier.
Oh. And how is he?
Missing work and getting bored with watching DVDs.
Mm.
He was asking me all sorts of questions about how the horses are. He's raring to get back.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. He's not the type of person to sit around twiddling his thumbs.
Quite. He does seem a lot better, though. I think he might be up on his feet sooner than we expect.
Not well enough to play cricket, though.
Oh, doubt it very much.
That's a shame. Ifty and I are going to struggle to fill the hole he's leaving in the team. Oh, by the way, did I mention that Ifty's considering joining our squad?
Oh, really? Lucky you.
Yeah, I know.
Good news for Ambridge, then.
For sure. Actually, I think he's taken a bit of a shine to the village. And one or two of the locals as well.
What are you getting at?
Elizabeth.
What?
Well, if you ask me, they've got what's known as a burgeoning friendship.
Well, only because he tutors Freddie.
No, seems like more than that.
You're being ridiculous. Elizabeth is... Well, she's still grieving. She isn't nearly ready for another relationship.
Well, I'm not so sure. They all went to the Science Museum this week on an outing. Got along like a house on fire, by all accounts.
For Freddie's benefit, no doubt.
I'm sure Iftikhar had a twinkle in his eye when I mentioned her name.
If there is any attraction, it's likely to be one-sided. I mean, he's not really Elizabeth's type, is he?
Whatever you say. Now, can I please have another ladleful of that casserole?
Oh, help yourself.
I'm in the kitchen.
Hi.
How's Bethany?
Oh, sleeping peacefully. She's
so little, Tom. And you can't ask her what's wrong. It was horrible.
I can imagine.
But she's okay, thank goodness.
Bren, I'm sorry if I've upset you. I didn't mean to sound uncaring.
No, it's okay.
I was just so pleased when I got the tickets. I was looking forward to having you to myself.
Yeah, sorry.
Can I get you a sandwich?
No. I had something with Dad and Vicky. Hmm. So, how was the concert?
Oh, you didn't miss much to tell you the truth.
Really?
Didn't quite match up to expectations. The support was good, though.
Thought you said the atmosphere was electric.
Well, yeah, it was, but by the time she'd finished, everyone was a bit deflated. I'm sorry it didn't work out for us tonight. But we can do something next week.
Okay.
So, what do you fancy doing?
Oh, sorry, Tom, I'm really tired. It's been such a stressful evening.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to go to bed. See you later.
Good night.
You really ought to get this kitchen organised, you know, Alice. Everything is so higgledy-piggledy.
Well, I do know where everything is, sort of. And anyway, I'm not usually here during the day.
And you'd save yourself a lot of time if you implemented some sort of system. Are you planning to buy a bread crock?
Mum, we haven't got enough space.
Look, have you asked Christopher if he wants another cup of tea?
No, he's in the bath and I don't want to disturb him. Oh, look, Mum, it's after 9. You don't want to be late.
Well, I've got a few minutes yet.
Where are you doing the walk this year?
Oh, Darrington. Said I'd pick Jill up on the way.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Oh, do you realise your fridge is half empty?
Oh, there's plenty of food. There are only 2 of us.
Well, it's only your father and me at home most of the time, but I make a habit of keeping our cupboards well stocked. You know, I'll bring your supper round later.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I was going to boil some pasta. There's a jar of sauce somewhere.
Well, Christopher needs something rather more substantial than a bowl of spaghetti if he's going to recover properly. I'll cook you a meal this afternoon.
Oh, really, Mum? I can easily pick something up if he does want something special. I'm going into Felpersham in a while.
Really?
Well, I thought I'd buy Chris some new clothes and I want to pop in and see Amy's new flat.
But can't that wait, Alice? I mean, don't you think you really ought to be here in case Christopher needs anything?
Well, he doesn't mind me going. And besides, Susan's coming round to spend a few hours with him. I'll be back by the afternoon.
By the way, darling, I've been meaning to ask. Have you made any decision about the job in Vancouver?
Oh, that'll be Susan.
Alice?
No, not yet, Mum. We haven't even had a chance to talk about it.
Oh.
Well, I said I'd go and see Jenny this afternoon. Yeah, but it's not exactly life in the fast lane, is it? Oh, James isn't bothered about what I buy. I mean, what do you get the man who has everything? OK, then, look, I'd better go. Yeah, of course, yeah. We'll speak later. Bye.
Morning.
Brenda, what on earth are you doing?
This is my desk, Lillian.
Yes, I'm fully aware of that, but it's Good Friday.
Yeah, I promised Matt I'd update the website.
You can do that any time.
I've got some other bits to catch up on, and I said I'd email these slips to the accountant.
Are you all right, Brenda?
Well, had a bit of a tough evening yesterday.
What happened?
I was at Dad's and Vicky's, and Bethany wasn't breathing properly. It was fine in the end, but she gave us all a scare.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And Vicky took her to the doctor's this morning, and she's got the all clear.
Oh, that's a relief. It's such a worry, children.
Yeah.
It's James's 40th birthday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten.
Can't believe my baby is finally middle-aged. I mean, what does that make me?
Wouldn't worry about it. James is the sort of person who'll never properly grow up.
So, what do you think?
Oh, I absolutely love it. Oh, and these curtains are stunning.
Have a look out the window.
Oh, Amy. Oh, you can see the cathedral.
If you squint, yeah.
What a pretty view. Oh, you've seriously lucked out. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better location in Felpershire.
Yeah, I know. All mod cons as well. The kitchen's virtually unused. Hey, come and sit down.
Comfy sofa. Oh, you've certainly got more space than me and Chris. Mm. We don't even have enough room for a bread bin, as my mother pointed out this morning.
Oh dear, how will you survive?
I mean, seriously, though, this place is fantastic. I'm green with envy. You feel your shoulders drop as soon as you walk through the door.
Oh, I know. Mm. Aunt Nina, my flatmate, works completely different shifts, so we're hardly ever here at the same time. Mm. It's like having my own flat.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you, Amy.
Thanks. It's made a real difference having some distance from Dad and Usha. I love them to bits, but somehow I feel like I'm more my own person now.
Oh, you look so happy. Me and Chris have always had our families on our doorstep.
At least you don't live with them.
Yeah, although it does feel that way sometimes. You know, part of me wonders what it'd be like to break free. You know, I mean, what if Chris and I are holding ourselves back?
Well, yeah, you are very lucky to have such a supportive family and a strong network.
No, I know. I don't mean to sound so ungrateful.
Well, you can always come over. I'll cook us a fabulous lunch in my shabby chic kitchen.
Sounds wonderful.
Alice?
Hmm?
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
I think there is.
It's just all this talk about family networks and sticking around.
Sounds like my cue to put the kettle on.
Thank you.
Tea all right?
You're a star.
So, how was the walk of...
Oh, what was it?
Oh, the walk of witness?
Mm.
Oh, it was lovely. Sang hymns and read verses from the Bible. Auntie Chris read one. Oh, beautifully, I might add. Mm-hmm. And people took turns to carry the cross.
Who was there from Ambridge?
Oh, me and Mum, Alan, of course, Jill, Auntie Chris, Neil, and a few others.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good way to start the Easter break. Would you like some more coffee?
Yeah, I'd love one.
Well, I'm looking forward to the dawn service on Lakey Hill and the Easter breakfast in the village hall.
Are you organising that?
No. Jill and Usha are taking the lead, but I shall be there to lend a hand.
Rather you than me, darling. My view, the early hours on a Sunday morning ought to be about sleep and nothing else.
Here you are.
Thanks. Is Rory about?
Oh, he's gone to trek the deer with Brian. Got back from school last night and he couldn't wait to have a run round outside this morning. And we're taking him to the Easter egg hunt at the Bull on Sunday. He's so excited.
Well, I bought this for him.
Lillian? It's you.
Well, I need to spoil someone, and James doesn't appreciate Easter eggs anymore.
Oh, well, thank you. He'll be thrilled. Oh, possibly quite sick by the time he's finished. And what did you buy James for his 40th, by the way?
A case of extremely expensive vintage wine.
Oh, what a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And each time he opens a bottle, he'll think of you.
No, probably won't even notice it's arrived. Leonie's taking him to Marrakesh for the weekend.
Oh, very exotic. So, you definitely want to go?
Oh, you mean in my heart?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
I mean, the job I'm doing here simply isn't demanding enough. The truth is, I've got itchy feet. And I think that Chris and I could do with a new challenge.
And what does he want, deep down?
Oh, I'm too scared to ask him. But the way I see it, I mean, if we go and it doesn't work out, we can always come back to Ambridge.
I guess. And I suppose if you are going to do something as drastic as moving to Canada, well, now's the time to go, before you start a family and take on even more commitments.
Yeah, that's what I think. Mm. I mean, it's so welcoming out there, Amy. I felt at home straight away.
Well, that's a good sign.
I mean, it's just utterly beautiful. The infrastructure is great and it's perfect for Chris. There are mountains and beaches all around. I'm sure he could set up a business there.
You've really thought about this, haven't you?
Yeah. I've only got 2 weeks left to decide.
Oh, this is life-changing stuff, Alice.
It'd mean leaving your home and everything that's familiar.
Oh, I know, but... Oh, it's so exciting. We could rent an amazing house out there. Even if we just went for a few years, it'd be so much fun. We've both lived here practically all our lives, and the way I see it, I mean, we're young. What have we got to lose?
You have to speak to Chris. Tell him how passionately you feel about going.
Yeah, but I'd like him to bring it up first. I mean, he knows we have to make a decision. We love each other. I mean, what's important is that we're together no matter where in the world we are. I just want him to say that to me.
Well, if you've got to give them an answer in 2 weeks, you haven't got time to be waiting for Chris.
I suppose.
If you're serious about this, then you've got to speak to him. Sooner rather than later.
I must say, you're positively glowing at the moment, Lillian.
Am I?
Oh, Matt must be looking after you very well.
Well, it's the weekend, isn't it?
Oh, I'd better go and take my pie out of the oven.
Bye, Jenny.
Yeah, have a lovely Easter. See you soon.
Bye.
Paul, darling. I hate leaving messages. I wanted to speak to you. Hope you're okay. I miss you. Don't know how I'm going to get through the next few days.
Heat this up in the oven and steam some vegetables to go on the side.
Mum, it's really kind of you, but we'll never eat all that.
Well, it'll keep in the fridge for a few days.
All right.
And I brought you some broccoli and potatoes.
Do you want a cup of tea?
No, thanks, darling. Where's Christopher?
Oh, he's lying down upstairs. I think Susan coming over has tired him out a bit. You know how she loves to chat.
I certainly do. So, have you spoken to him yet about the job?
Oh, Mum, look, I've been out all day. We will discuss it, and when we've made a decision, we'll let everyone know what that is.
But you're not really thinking of taking up the offer, are you?
Well, I wouldn't have gone for the interview if I wasn't, Mum.
Yeah, but that was before Christopher had the accident. Alice, after everything that's happened, you can't contemplate leaving the country.
Well, why not?
You haven't thought this through at all, have you?
Mum, I'm never going to find a job like this in the UK. This could really launch my career.
Your career?
Yes, it's an opportunity that could transform both our lives, even if we just went for a few years.
You weren't even in the country when Christopher had his accident.
Yes, I know. And I feel terrible about that.
And I think it's very selfish of you to even consider accepting this position.
You don't understand. This isn't solely about my employment prospects. By going to Canada, Chris and I have got the chance to have a whole new set of experiences, to live a different kind of life on our own terms.
Haven't you learnt anything from what's happened over the past few weeks? The fact is, you're a young couple and you need your friends and your family around you. You must see Alice. You simply can't go.